up, running, operational. We've been operational since June 2012 as a recreation center in Whitby. So we are ready in that aspect for mm-hmm. the Parapan and Games. Mm-hmm. The TO 2015 operations team and venue teams will be coming in at the very end of July to prepare our building for spectators, the building, spectator seating and stands. We're ready, but we're not quite games ready until their teams come in to actually change our building and into what they need for the game.
You aren't participating in Pan Am, you're only participating in Parapan, right?
We are only a Parapan facility.
Only Parapan. Okay, perfect.
From a games perspective, again, it's not costing us. There's going to be certain inconveniences to our members. Obviously, they won't be able to use our facility as freely as they normally would. Mm-hmm. But we are not actually closed for those 2 weeks or two and a half weeks that a lot of other facilities will be. Mm-hmm. Our members will actually still be able to use our fitness center, our weight room, and our studio. We'll still be running fitness classes throughout the Parapan and game period. And then in the evening, our members will again be able to use the full facility as they normally would. No, they won't be able to use the field house and the basketball court, but they still can use our weight room. They'll still be able to use our fitness studio. We'll still be running spinning and yoga and Zumba classes, mm-hmm. But they just can't play basketball or sports like they normally would. No, all the overlay, all the kind of construction and conversion, that's something that the games organizers take care of. There's nothing that we need to do to prepare the building other than move some furniture out of rooms so that they can take over those rooms as they need.
And they'll...
We're a recreation center mm-hmm. That provides both sport and fitness as well as artistic and creative opportunities and programs for people of all abilities. So the area that Parapan, they'll be taking over pretty much 90% of our building, but the competition area themselves will be our field house, which has the 3 basketball courts and our 200-meter running track. A spectator capacity, I believe, is like 700. Well, for the Parapan games, they are setting up seating for... Pan-Am tickets are on sale, but Parapan-Am tickets, I don't believe, go on sale till April.
Okay.
Well, as part of the games, what they call Games Route Network or Transportation Network, anyone that has a ticket to an event, they can take public transit. So, say you live in Toronto and you're kind of downtown, and you had a ticket to an event here at Abilities Center, so that either the judo or the boccia, you could ride the TTC, the GO train, to the Whitby station, and it's part of your ticket fee. So you wouldn't pay to ride the GO or the TTC. Yeah, well, we have ample parking here on site, so they are able to drive, obviously. We are next to the 401, and we are next to the GO train station in Whitby as well. So we're very accessible from the standpoint of either commuter driving or through public transit. Security preparations, all of that is taken care of by TO 2015.
Yeah.
I know that they will have security on site, security presence on site, I think 24/7 during the games.
Okay.
But I don't know the exact protocol of, how they're going to take, bring in tickets and check in spectators yet. I don't think they've figured it out. That's all part of TO 2015. That's
right.
Nothing that we are, so anyone working during the games time for the games is a volunteer or an employee of TO 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't, our staff are completely separate and different.
Okay. And will your staff be participating at all in it, or
no?
Oh,
no. They'll if they wish to be part of the games operations, they would then volunteer to and then go through the TO 2015 volunteer portal and vetting process. We're very excited as an organization to be able to be a host site. Again, we're the only we're one of we're very unique in that we're not actually a municipal. Only owned center. We are a standalone charity an award-winning building that has taken awards for being very accessible, if not one of the most accessible sports facilities in the world.
So
we're happy to be able to show this off to all the Pan-American countries. Well, if you come into our building, you'll notice that from an access standpoint, our doors, for example, are wider than your standard doors. So it's very easy for wheelchairs to get in and out of. Our hallways are extra wide so that two, maybe even three wheelchairs can go side by side and still allow for traffic to go around or by the opposite direction. Our equipment is designed and purchased specifically so that a person with a disability could use it as well as a person without a disability. So we're an integrated, kind of inclusive environment. So we're putting people with and without disabilities in the same rooms, in the same areas to exercise and participate in programs together.